Hey folks, Ray Hollister here from Deemable Tech. Before we get the show started, I wanted to ask you real quick for your support. Now don't panic, I'm not asking for money yet. What we're asking for, if you don't know, our budget for advertising is slim to nothing. Or it's actually pretty much nothing. So we need your help. We need you to promote the show for us. If you like Deemable Tech, would you post about it on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on, you know, email people, tell people in person, tell them to check out Deemable Tech, tell them to download and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and make sure also, if you haven't done so already, make sure that you subscribe to the show and leave a review for us on iTunes and on Stitcher. The more reviews we have, the higher up we show in the search results and the more listeners we get. So we'd really appreciate your support in getting the news out about Deemable Tech so that more people find and listen to the show. Thanks. All right, and on with the show. From WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
And this is Deemable Tech, episode 79. April Fools, this is episode 78.
Oh, we got you. The Deemable Tech podcast is brought to you by A Small Orange, homegrown hosting, a refreshingly different approach to web hosting, on the web at asmallorange.com.
Hey guys, don't forget to check us out on Reddit. That is reddit.com/r/deemable, or to make it easier on you, deemable.com/reddit. You can vote for which stories you think we should talk about on this show and submit stories of your own.
Let's get right into the big stories of the tech world this week. Here is this week's rundown. So April Fool's Day was this week, so nobody in the tech industry, or the news media for that matter, got any work done. There was hardly any real news in the tech world, so we are going to share some of our favorite April Fool's Day pranks with you guys. So, starting out, Nature.com released an academic paper Wednesday verifying the existence of dragons.
I knew it.
Wow.
All this time, it's been out there. But this paper goes into details about how they've been hibernating, but apparently the warning in the paper is that global warming is going to usher in a new resurgence of these creatures' population.
Wasn't that the plot of Reign of Fire?
I don't, you know, that kind of sounds familiar now that you say that, but I don't
I've never heard of that movie.
I don't really remember that movie.
And Machine Guns, Dragons, I'm not making this up.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody else.
I think you could definitely make a movie out of this, is what I'm hearing. I mean, this is definitely
somebody
movie
tried.
Writing potential.
Yeah, somebody tried.
That's too bad. I'm sure somebody else can run with it and make it again. I don't remember Reign of Fire.
We're due for a remake. That was a good 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember it either. Well, speaking of animals, Redbox announced on Wednesday the new Petbox rental machines exclusively for our furry friends.
Interesting.
Okay. Yes, Redbox said that these new smaller boxes will carry the latest movies and games your pet will want to sit and stay for. They also created a page for it, and that included parody posters for new releases at Petbox, including Gone Squirrel. Like Gone Girl.
Yeah. I did not know what that referenced, so I'm glad you explained.
Pig Hero 6.
Ah,
50 pig? Shades of Greyhound.
Ah,
and
that's perverted. I don't even know.
And Fox Catcher. Which is a real thing.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same title.
I did like the Budgie Games Squawking Jay.
Yeah. And I liked the mock up that they had for it showing the pet bots. Like on a regular Red Bots, there's like a thing that covers the screen and it says, like, lift this to make your purchase or whatever.
Right.
But on that, it said, fire hydrant is down the street. Like, it sort of is the same shape and everything.
Nice.
I like how it's smaller. Sort of, I guess, the assumption that the pet themselves will apparently go to the box to check out the movie.
Well, my dog does drive the car. Oh, so, okay. You know.
Oh,
also Newt at the museum.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
And Goat Busters.
Oh.
Yeah, and Paws.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hen in Black. Oh, gosh, these are so bad.
Wah, wah.
That is pretty awesome.
Okay, well, Microsoft got in on the action. They released a new operating system for their mobile phone division, MS-DOS.
Wow.
Ooh.
According to the press release, the new operating system brings with it the much-beloved C prompt.
Today we launch MS-DOS Mobile, a bold step forward. People said it couldn't be done and questioned why it should be done. And they told us we shouldn't do it. But you know what? We've done it anyway.
Now, Microsoft also released an accompanying app which includes the standard MS-DOS boot-up screens and allows the user to type such legendary commands as format C colon. Unfortunately, the app is only available to those with Windows phones, which includes none of us.
This is the first time in my life that I've ever wanted a Microsoft Windows phone because... Wait, you can format your phone?
Yeah, what happens if you do that?
I suspect nothing, probably.
That would be really bad.
It's probably just a black box where you can type things and nothing happens.
What if it did the factory reset if you did that and you lost everything on your phone?
I love...
April Fools!
I love the video because it's just so... They're so making fun of Apple entire time with their British voice.
I like the part we didn't play in the clip, but I like the part where the guy's like, why do we even need designers for a command line operating system?
Yeah.
You do. It's important. All right. Well, Jimmy John's announced on Twitter that they are launching drone delivery of subs.
Mm.
Oh.
Now, that's really not funny. I did not appreciate this at all.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Jimmy John's, I will say, but the thought of self-delivering food, I'll admit, that's my fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Food just shows up at my door, flies in, and then leaves.
It follows you around even, inviting you to
eat. Yeah, I think my fantasy is food would just be there.
Mm-hmm.
It would just appear.
Yeah, I mean, a replicator would be great. But but if food would just show up.
Yeah. But then you'd have a problem of a fly getting into the replicator with your sandwich.
Ooh.
And then you'd have a sandwich fly coming out the other end. It wouldn't be good.
Yeah, Goldblum's involved.
Yeah.
All right, I have no idea how to transition from that.
Speaking of replicators.
Science.
Speaking of science, there we go. CERN researchers have confirmed the existence of the Force.
Ooh. What?
Now, researchers at the Large Hadron Collider have already detected the four fundamental forces. If you don't know what those are, go look them up. It's way over my head.
Yeah.
But Wednesday, they announced that they have evidence to support the existence of the Force. You know what the Force is, guys, right?
From Star Wars?
Because you're going to lose all your geek points if you don't know what the Force is.
Energy field that connects all living things.
Ah, excellent.
Something about midichlorians.
Good, because if you didn't know what it was, you would lose all geek points and your geek card, and it's non-revocable.
It does depend on which trilogy you're talking about. If it's the original, then it's this mysterious force. But if you're talking about the prequels, it's some tiny little things that live in our blood.
Yeah. Well, in true academic nerd / Star Wars geek style, the CERN, they made a ridiculous number of references in this academic paper to Star Wars characters, made it completely unbelievable that they had discovered a magical and mystical power that binds the universe. So, I don't know.
All right, Motorola has had big hits recently with its customizable Moto X line of smartphones. Yeah. I own one.
Yeah, that's right.
So what could be more natural? What can be more natural than a handcrafted Moto selfie stick available in either wood or leather?
Oh.
Motorola released a slickly produced video with a bearded craftsman extolling its virtues.
A selfie stick is a branch of self-expression. To take such a raw form and craft it into one of the most practical and useful accessories around, it's like when the sun turns the rain into a rainbow.
Well, all right.
Very nice.
And the funny thing is, I actually got this just emailed to me. Motorola always emails me all kinds of promotional crap. And
sure.
So I didn't initially go to this with the expectation that this would be a April Fool's prank.
Oh, that's great. Did they get
which
you?
Which is always, no, but I appreciated it more. It's always more fun when you don't go in expecting the prank.
Honestly, this is one of those pranks that I was like, I could see that working.
Yeah, this could be real.
With it being made of wood, though, I'm assuming it has a metal core and wrapped with wood.
No, man. It's handcrafted. It's
collapsible?
By artisans. Artisans.
There's another one that we actually didn't even have in the show notes, but the selfie shoe.
Selfie shoe? Also released.
I saw something about that, yeah.
It's so horrible. I don't want to talk about it any more than that. But
I don't even know who did it.
The selfie shoe exists, but it doesn't. It's just an April Fool's game.
All right. Speaking of nice videos, the Motorola one, Netflix did something on April Fool's Day, which probably hit a lot of people a little too close to home.
Oh, yeah.
If you watched more than two consecutive episodes of a show, Netflix would throw in a 30-second PSA video in between the next episode about the dangers of binge watching. The funny thing is, if April Fool's Day was any other day besides Wednesday this year, this would have happened to me. This was on a Saturday. I would have totally seen this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But these videos featured some of the actors from Netflix's original programming, like Orange is the New Black and House of Cards, imploring you to stop watching and go and do your homework or take a shower or just, you know, get out
of food. For the love of God, clean the cat box.
Get out of the house. So let's take a listen to one of them right now.
Recall a time before you discovered all these great shows on Netflix. Before Frank Underwood and Crazy Eyes became your most important friends. You used to have a real life with friends you could actually hug. Remember? It's time to get out of Netflix and get back to the world of real human relationships. Your Netflix friends will still be there for you when you return.
Nice. Nice.
Awesome.
That's cool.
All right. Well, Google, of course, has been known for many years for going all out on April Fool's Day, and this year was no exception. So here are a few of our favorite Google April Fool's Day pranks.
Well, if you're a Chromebook owner, you would have been excited when Google announced the self-browsing Chromebook extension.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Google introduced a fake extension for Chromebooks that allowed them to surf the web for you. They promised that the self-browsing Chromebooks would do everything from automatically writing emails to your relatives, buying flowers for your significant other, and penning a best-selling novel.
That sounds like the best thing I've ever heard of.
I think so.
Why is this not a real thing?
I know. I should have checked out on my Chromebook to see if it was on there, but I didn't see.
Yeah.
Dang it. Yeah.
When I go there, it says not compatible with your browser.
Me too. That's what I'm getting. I actually will check my Chromebook just to see.
You never know.
I know it's not true, but I'm like that.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in a story that may actually be kind of true, Google Maps added Pac-Man mode. So this new feature allows you to eat pack dots and power pellets and chase down the ghosts Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde on the streets of the real world. So if you want to do it in your hometown and play Pac-Man, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just go to Google Maps and click the Pac-Man mode button, and it will turn the streets into Pac-Man paths. And put, I noticed it didn't put enough power pellets.
Oh, that's too bad. What about cherries?
There were cherries. There were all kinds of fruit, actually. Okay. A lot of them. Also, something you could eat was the little Google Map guy.
Oh, nice.
He would also show up on it.
I didn't notice that. That's funny.
Yeah, I saw that if it didn't work in your area, you should go to New York City. Like that'd always
be perfect,
is the one that always works.
Because it's a grid.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I did it on the random collection of streets near the place where I go into the office Monday through Wednesday, and it's kind of a weird shape, and so I got... It was playable, but it was tough.
Yeah, some of them were really hard, like, especially roads that had multiple, like, highways.
Oh, sure.
That was really confusing.
Like an on-ramp.
Yeah.
Pac-Man. Now, interestingly, related to this, and this is a little more obscure, there's a game that Google does called Ingress, and it's based on, it uses the Google Maps technology underneath it. And Ingress, actually, if you logged into it on Wednesday, you would have seen yourself as Pac-Man and the portals in the game as ghosts.
Oh, that was great. That was a really good, really good way to incorporate that.
Yeah.
So yeah, the game is real, and it's going to be available on the website for a short time. So we'll see how long that short time is.
Yeah. Now going from Google Maps to YouTube.
YouTube.
They took a page from the trolls that famously or infamously lurked their comment sections for
don't they ever.
Yes, they do. For their prank. It's been a running joke on YouTube for a few years that whenever someone asks what the background music of a video is, someone in the comments will inevitably respond with the song Sandstorm by Finnish electronic artist Darude, and you're hearing a little bit of that behind us.
This song,
yeah.
All right. I was about to say, I don't know this song. What are you talking about?
You do know it. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, you didn't know the name of Sandstorm. This was a really huge hit in like the late 90s. This kind of European house music. And the prank that YouTube did is...
It's okay to like put your hands up and
yeah, it's a, yeah, it's we're all doing that right now.
We're all
yeah, doing
yeah.
Actually, I really am. So on Wednesday, no matter what you searched for, YouTube would have a thing at the top that suggested, did you mean Sandstorm by Darude? And you could click on that and it would pull up the video. But they didn't stop there. They also added a button that looked like a little musical icon to the player on any video that if you clicked it, it would just play that song over and over again. You could click it and it would start, and click it again, it would start. It was really great.
That's funny.
Wow.
Well, that is all of our favorite Google pranks. Now, BGR did an article showing all of Google's pranks for the year, so check that out in the show notes on our website.
Yeah, they did a lot of them.
And we should mention, too, Microsoft's Google competitor, Bing, actually did something. They introduced the Bing Cute Cloud,
ooh,
which is sort of like Google Image Search for cute animals. And it was actually pretty functional, and this journalist spent a good 10 minutes browsing kittens.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Oh, and another one, Amazon did something. I don't even know if this is a prank. I honestly thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
They changed their homepage to Amazon.com circa 1999.
That's fun.
I went to it and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I thought I it mean, was a little
You're supposed
nice.
To be like, whoa, I'm back in 1999. What happened? Yeah.
Except there was a big sign at the top of the page that says, look, we went retro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was just like brands just trying to get attention.
Yeah.
Which is every other day of the week.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of nice because, I mean, that's the first Amazon I ever saw. So it was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I remember when it looked like this. It looked terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I just, you know, I feel like when you're doing April Fool's prank, it should be funny.
Yeah.
Which even changing it wasn't funny. It was like, okay, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Whatever. Amazon... did
well,
their thing.
You know, Amazon, I think they will always be the most aggressively unhip of the major tech companies. But speaking of Amazon, here, okay, so this is, as far as we can tell, and this seems to have been extensively verified, this is not a prank.
I still don't believe it.
Amazon has been at great pains to point out this announcement actually happened on March 31st. They announced something called the Amazon Dash button that still hasn't been enough to convince some people that this newly announced product wasn't a hoax.
Ray Hollister.
The Dash button is a small, actual physical button that can be placed next to household staples like paper towels, Keurigs, and other things that need to be frequently restocked. And once the button is connected to your Amazon account, you simply press it when you're running low on that item, and an order is sent wirelessly to Amazon to automatically restock it.
Yeah.
Now, depending on who you ask, and I include in the statement the people sitting in this studio, this idea is either stupid, genius, or a prank.
Here's the thing. If you're a single guy, which you are.
I am.
Then maybe this works.
I love it. Gotta tell you. Yeah.
You know,
stereotype city, here I come.
You're out of cat litter, you hit the cat litter button, you get more cat litter in a few days. Maybe if you're single and you've got a girlfriend or you have no kids, that would make you single.
How would that work?
You're not married. Or maybe if you're, you know, married and with no kids.
Do you subscribe to Amazon Wife? Is that what you're saying?
It is a new service. Okay, here's the thing. If you have kids, kids push buttons.
Ah.
And I don't care where you put these buttons.
Yeah.
They're going to push them.
Okay, now.
Yes.
Now, they have given this some thought.
Okay.
These buttons are designed so that if you can set them so that if they get pushed, they will do one order and stop.
Yes. Yeah, they've built that in there so you can't do more than one.
So unless you're not going to get 500 paper towels.
Yes.
You'll get one paper towel that you didn't expect, maybe. You're not going to get 50 of them, though.
And they give you what? It's either 30 minutes or an hour. They give you a window to cancel the order.
Sure.
Oh, great.
So if you pressed it
Because I'll figure out that that Zach pushed the button 4 hours. And I'm like, ah, dang it.
Well, that's why you need to, if you're going to get a dash button, put it somewhere where your kids are not going to be able to get to it.
Do you know where that is in my house?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. This is ridiculous.
All right, well, so it's probably not for you.
Yeah, but I have a feeling this is not a prank because... they sent an email to, I guess, some Prime subscribers, and I'm a Prime member.
Yeah, I got the email, too.
Saying, you know, this was coming out. If you're interested, here's an invitation to, you know, try this out. It's by invitation only.
Yeah.
And my thought was, I would never use this. Is it that hard to go to my laptop and do the same thing? Or if you had a smartphone, is it that hard to pull out a phone and do one-click order thing?
This is one of those technologies, and I seem to stumble on them all the time lately, where 10 years ago, this would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, I've got a phone in my pocket. I can pull it up there and make the order.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't get it.
For me, it's like, though, like I... You know, say paper towels. I see the paper towels. Paper towels are running low. I'm looking at them right now. When I turn away in 2 seconds, I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
You know, that's my big problem.
That's true.
Totally see, like, if there's a button right there, and if I can just push the button and it's going to handle that for me, that is actually a win.
Now, Amazon has partnered with, like, 20 brands, I guess, and the buttons that they're showing all have, like, the logos. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
And this is actually what gives me pause about this concept, because I did notice that the buttons have the logos, and so I kind of wonder, like, is it only... I want this to be on, you know, just about everything. I don't want this to be just on whatever sponsored brands they've come up with.
Tide or something like that.
Yeah, I don't want to have to, like, be stuck with whatever kind of paper towel Amazon wants me to use, right?
Yeah. My other thought was, like, Amazon also already offers, like, a subscription service for products like this. Mm-hmm. You can sign up, and they send it to you every single month.
Right.
And it's actually usually cheaper. You pay, like, a little bit less each month if you sign up for 12 months or whatever.
I knew that there was a subscription service, but I didn't know it was cheaper.
I believe so, for a lot of it. So if it's something that you really need all the time, why wouldn't you just sign up for that?
True. Hmm. True.
If you know you're going to need laundry detergent every single month, if you go through it really quickly, just sign up for that. Why why have a button?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see, though, how it might be hard to get people in the idea of ordering it every I just want to order it when I need it.
That's true.
And so that makes sense. And the products that they have under the dash, I mean, you're right, this probably is legit, because they've gone far into this.
Yeah,
it wasn't really smart for them to launch it the day before April Fool's Day.
It was just bad timing. Yeah,
but this is very much in keeping with Amazon's philosophy, which is basically like, make it as easy as possible for you to spend money on their website.
Yeah. This is kind of a side, you know, tangential conversation too, but I'm concerned about how much we're spending on fuel and shipping for all these products that people would normally just go to the grocery store and get, because obviously that channel is going to be less, you know, carbon or using carbon than more trucks on the road.
I don't know. I mean, one truck delivering lots of packages to people might be more efficient than a bunch of people getting in their single, you know, one person in a car and that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know the math on
single occupancy vehicles are really bad for the environment, too.
Now, that's true.
If only the drones thing had worked out for Amazon, they could have paired it with this and you would have had your
paper... Jimmy John's.
Yeah, you would have had your paper towels in 30 minutes you press your little dash
button. Now, that's true. If I can have a sub button, then I just push a button.
I'm low on subs. Push the button.
That's what we need in this world.
I think I'm about to run out of subs.
Ray's just got like a big drawer of subs.
When I get to the back of the drawer, there's the button.
Zach, buddy, you can push that button all you want.
Yeah, that's going back to that scenario. I mean, sure, I got 30 minutes to fix the order, but what if my order shows up and that same day Zach hits the button again? You know? So how many times is he going to accidentally keep ordering the same thing?
I think maybe that's something that Amazon will hear feedback about and probably build into it, because if they're already thinking about, you know, you can't do more than one push of this order in an hour period or something like that. They would probably be open to setting it up so you could go into your account and say, you know, if I push this once during the day, I never want another order for this period of time or something.
That makes sense. Yeah, you could set it. I get this feeling that it's going to be so complicated to set up.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking it's Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
So my Wi-Fi has a 20-character password on it.
That's
How am
true.
I going to enter my password on my Wi-Fi device?
That'd be a problem, yeah.
Well, I'm sure they've worked it out.
Although
I'm
there's
sure
a whole, like, when you set up a Chromecast and it somehow doesn't need the Wi-Fi password, which is still very mysterious.
It is.
You're going to have to enter your password on the button itself. You have to do it Morse code.
Morse code. Excellent. That's good to know. That would be irritating.
All right. Well, I hope you guys had a wonderful April Fool's Day.
And yeah, you know, go to our website and share any April Fool's Day pranks that you really enjoyed that we didn't include on this show. Or if you have a suggestion or you just have a comment for the show, you can give us a call. Give us a call and leave us a voicemail.
Yeah.
It's 1-888-972-9868. Or you can send us an email to feedback@deemable.com.
And don't forget to help us decide what stories we talk about on the show. You can go to our subreddit and submit a story and vote other stories up or down. Check it out, deemable.com/reddit. We'll take you there.
I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
And this is Deemable Tech.
All right.
This has been a production of WJCT Public Broadcasting. To find out more, visit us online at wjct.org.